now listening to the most talked about radio show in your city. This is Shut Up and Talk.
Shut up.
On the all new 101.3
The Hustle.
I am LB Johnson.
Dog Johnson in the building.
Yes, sir. Live in the building, y'all. We got none other than the myth, the legend, the man himself, Young Dro. How you feeling?
What's going on, gang?
Man, first of all, I got to say how much of a treat this is, man, to finally be sitting across from you. My little cousin, man, rest in peace, Money. Huge fan, brother. What you did for us dark-complected folks, you know, we had the light-skinned dudes thinking they was pretty boys for a very, very long time.
Yes,
and then you came on out and put on for the city, man.
Yes, sir.
Let me start by just saying thank you for that.
Love, man. I appreciate you, my boy.
Representing Bankhead, man, we know you put it down, man, when it comes to Georgia, man. Tell us what folks don't know. What has Young Dro been up to lately, bro?
Oh, man, actually, man, the journey had like switched up for me. April the 16th, I got like 3 years clean, man.
Congratulations, brother.
On that. And, you know, I got this foundation called It Still Takes a Village, man. Actually, the story and the journey from where I came from and how I grew up, I kind of like switched it up. And It Still Takes a Village is, it's like an old saying that, you know, my grandmama used to say, well, it used to be, It Takes a Village.
Yeah,
came up with It Still Takes a Village.
Come on,
I think it was necessary then, and I think it's necessary today. So in within that organization, man, I'm just in the schools, the communities, and we educating and combating senseless gun violence, and also bridging the gap on behavioral and mental health, you know what I'm saying? And we got mentor stuff going on. And I got this other foundation called Sun, where we speak up now for the homeless and trying to keep families in their homes, and you know, and people that go through wrongful evictions. We do that also. So we actually doing that across America.
You definitely beyond the community, but looking out for our community, so
yes,
to speak.
Yes.
Now, for a minute, you mentioned mental health, and I think it's so important because us as people of color, we quick, especially nowadays, that's the trend to say mental health, or you know, but a lot of folks don't understand how serious and how vital that is to livelihood. To understand, man, when you say, hey, you know, with depression, you know how serious that is, you know, anxiety, man, these things are real and they exist in our life, man. I tell folks all the time, if you grew up in the 90s or the 80s, man, you went through trauma.
You did.
No question. Hell, if you went through COVID,
yes,
you got some trauma in your life, man. You need to go sit down and talk to somebody about it.
Yes.
How important is, when we talk about mental health, how important is it for you, whether it was a pastor, a therapist, who really helped you kind of get through your mental health?
I would have to say my manager, man, Sierra, she helped me, you know, hone in on what was actually the problem, because I thought that, you know, smoking a blunt or, you know what I'm saying, drinking alcohol or something like that, you know what I'm saying, would get me through it. And it was just, I was just probably just running from what actually I had to face. So my manager came to me and was like, you know, she convinced me to, you know, get some help. And once I thought, I was like, okay, well, once I get off drugs, then I'm good.
Yeah.
And once I got off drugs, all the problems that I was running from was still there for me to deal with mental wise, you know what I mean? So the journey actually started once I got clean. So, you know, it's very necessary to unpack. And I had to do it through therapy, because I had dual help from, you know, when I went to rehab, I was getting off drugs, and also I was going through like doing my mental thing.
Okay,
so they was helping me out mentally and getting off drugs. So it was very important for me to sit down with a therapist and talk about it. Like, at first I was like, man, I ain't crazy, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And actually I did have I have super anxiety, you know what I mean? And I've been shot before, so I think the worst things, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I had to actually sit down with some people and notice what was going on with me. So when it show up, I was able to handle it better.
Well, I think, you know, as a people, man, first of all, you know, we're tight almost. We don't talk to cops. We don't go to therapy.
Yeah, right.
We just deal with it.
Right.
And I think we're great at self-medicating.
Yes.
We know what bottle we need. We know what shot. You know, we know how to not really dwell on it, you know. But like you said, when it's all said and done, the minute you're sober, you still got to deal with all that. It's still there.
Yes.
And I think as a people, it's very important that we address it.
Hey, check this out, man. It's your boy, Young Dro. Shut up and talk on the all-new Hustle 101.3. You dig?
Now, hearing you, this, bro, this is, to me, amazing. Yeah. This is what's so important, especially in hip-hop right now. Mm-hmm. We have folks like, you know, the Keith Murray, what they're saying right now. You know, he going through some mental things and things of that nature. And I think not enough of us talk about the struggle. Talk about, you know, it's great. They see the flash. They see the money.
Yes.
But what about what's going on behind them closed doors, you know?
Yeah.
So, I got to commend you as a black man, first of all, getting help for yourself,
mm-hmm.
but now getting help for others, man.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about homelessness, because that's something, you know, growing up myself, mm-hmm. you know, we went through it with mom, single mother, you know. So for you, how did that, why is that on your heart? Why is that important to you?
It's important to me because I feel like before the pandemic, I didn't see that much of it.
Mm-hmm.
But once the pandemic came and life just started lifing, I seen more families out on the street and more homeless people to the point where, like, when we was driving down through downtown in the city, I was like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
Then when I went to LA to get help, I seen, like, it was so many homeless people, like, on the way to the rehab.
Yeah.
Like, and it just bothered me because I was like, well, what is actually going on? And then, like, I seen how wrongful evictions are out.
Mm-hmm.
I seen how, you know, mental health, people with mental health problems usually are homeless.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it just was tugging at my heart to actually look into it, investigate it, what's the stigma on it and why it's happening. So when I looked at it, man, I felt like I should come up. It's called Sun. You know what I'm saying? It's a representation of it. The sun is out after the rain. The sun come out. And then the acronym is Speak Up Now.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So I couldn't just keep sitting around. And you know, I'm the type of person, when I pull up, I got something on me. You know what I'm saying? I'm giving.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Then I thought, I was like, well, I can't give away all my money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I have to, I'd rather just be an advocate and investigate and fight for people who are being wrongfully evicted and all that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. As we celebrate the 50th anniversary of hip-hop, man, what does hip-hop mean to Young Dro?
Oh, man. Hip-hop means a better way to take care of my family without, you know, doing things to end up dead or in jail. You know what I'm saying? I was able to, it was an outlet for me to be able to provide, you know, to get my mama with some things that I felt like she deserved, you know what I'm saying? My kids, you know, so they wouldn't have to, you know, go hungry or without.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I think hip-hop means to me is like a better way of taking care of family and being a provider as a man.
This is Shut Up and Talk on the all-new 101.3 The Hustle.
Hustle Hip Hop Classic and the newest pure hip hop first. We are your new 101.3 The Hustle.
What's up? What's up? Ding, 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 ding. Recently, Elon Musk has blown everybody's brains out.
What?
Yes. Yes. No, not on no sexual stuff.
I was thinking murder, death, kill, but okay.
Look, so he comes forth and he says, and all his researchers, uh-huh. with all his SpaceX, he has no proof of aliens.
Okay.
No proof of UFOs besides military, you know what I'm saying, upgrades.
So he's saying, when he's been in space, he's seen nothing that's made him believe that aliens exist.
Right, right. Now, first of all, I seen a UFO when I seen his little satellite thing come by.
The little balloon or whatever?
No, he got a whole train of satellites that travel all around the United States.
Oh, that's
all around the world.
That's kind of creepy right there.
Right there, right? So that's
first of
why.
All, aliens ain't in space. Aliens is right here in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Oh, absolutely. But that has nothing to do with trying to fix the border, LB.
Okay.
The shame. Anyway, all I'm getting at is this. Y'all keep smoking because things are getting good and you're gonna need your rest. Make sure it's indica. Relax yourself. And also that Oreo strand from I don't know, I'll fill y'all in later when I remember.
Oreo strain, you say?
Yeah, it's a nice one too.
Is it from where? Is it Bloom?
I think it was Dark Matter.
Dark Matter do got some good right now.
Oh,
no, you know who got some fire? Cheech and Chong.
Cheech and Chong. Oh, that was my next
shout out to Cheech and Chong.
Yes. Lord of mercy. Anyways, smoke it up, y'all. The real may be coming to an end, but we gonna go out in a good way. Hide in a That's all I'm trying to say. So have a good day. Be safe. Be smart. Remember to exhale and make sure you double check whatever Elon Musk billionaire ass say. Dawg Johnson out.
Hey, what up? This is your boy LB Johnson from Shut Up and Talk. Ladies, do me a favor. Stop what you're doing right now and check on your man. He might need a hug. He might need words of encouragement, or he might just need to hear
hear your voice. But take a moment. A lot of time, us fellas, we don't talk about it. We don't tell nobody, but sometimes we just need that extra, baby, I love you. Baby, I'm looking out for you. Or, baby, are you okay? Or just, you know, give us a hug and grab our balls. You know, just something, you know. Either way, man, do your part. More Shut Up and Talk on the all-new 101.3 The Hustle after this.
With these youngsters, man, that are coming out in hip-hop, you know, a lot of them, you know, they still got that thought process that they got to keep it real. So they're still connected to the hood. They still, you know, trying to sell drugs and, you know, show off guns and all this other stuff. What type of message, what would you say to them if you had a chance to talk to the up-and-coming artists?
What I would say is, once God has given you the blessing of being a millionaire, he expects for you to elevate and go to the places where you can sustain yourself. Wow. It's not designed for you to stay where you are. Mm. You know what I mean? As bad as it feels, everybody can't go.
Yeah.
So once you elevate and you up and you got millions and you in these houses and you know you got these nice cars, that's a sign that you done elevated. Yes. You know what I'm saying? So for you to go back, and I'm a victim of it too. I went back, you know what I'm saying? And it just ain't no good outcome.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think it's hard because you always hear, and I respect you. Some of the OGs will say, you know, well, we did it when we was young. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we got to kind of let them have their time. Nah. But to me, I almost feel like it's almost like a father with a son.
Right.
And, you know, you went through a lot. Maybe you sold drugs. Maybe you did whatever. Yeah. But you don't want your son to have that same experience.
Right.
You hope he learns from your experiences so he doesn't go through it. Now, to me, that should be the lesson for these young hip-hop stars.
Perfect,
you know?
Perfect example. I feel like, you know, it's just like we go before you. Yeah, I go before you. I get all the experience, and you know what I mean? I went down the street. I got shot. I went to jail. I almost went out on drugs, or you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I got betrayed by this friend. You know, they tried to rob me.
Yeah.
I got all this information because I went ahead of you.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So when the OGs say let them go through it as their time, that's stupid. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, why would I go through all this?
Yeah.
I'm a testimony for you.
Well, we've seen it through the last 2 years, man. We done lost a lot of these youngsters.
Yeah, we have, man. And it is totally sad.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? We are examples for the next generation.
Young Dro, PSC.
Yes.
Let's talk about the group, man.
Yeah, man. Man, one day I was chilling. I think I was in North Carolina, and we had just flew in, and so I was about to take me a little nap. So Tip called, "Hey man, what you think we should, you know what I'm saying? You think we should get back in the studio? Ooh, this and that." And I was like, "Yeah, you know what I'm saying?" Matt Boney was on the phone, and they was telling me that Holiday was saying this, and you know what I'm saying, people they was requiring about a PSC show.
Okay.
And so Tip went as far as saying, "Hey, let's do a PSC album." Matt Boney was already telling me about it. You know what I mean? So it just came about. We always been together though.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So just going back in the studio was like, okay, cool. Cause you know, we got Super Sound Studios in Atlanta, you know what I'm saying? So we got this big studio out there. You know what I mean? So it wasn't meant for us to just get back together, man. And the music is phenomenal.
Come on, man. When does a record drop, man?
Oh, man, we got a song called Switch Out right now.
Okay.
DJ Drama is gonna do the mixtape, man. It's called Still in the Streets, man. It's full of love. It's got the young, it's got us on there. It's just the music is timeless, man.
Yeah,
Sirski.
I'm excited, man. I can't wait to hear it. Matter of fact, man, all y'all don't gotta wait much longer. We about to play that Switch by PSC right here, right now, man. This is Shut Up and Talk on the all new 101.3 The Hustle.
Hustle Hip Hop Classic.
Hey, yo, what up? It's Tiger.
What's up? This is 50 Cent.
We are your new 101.3 The Hustle.
Speaking of beef, dog, I feel like the rest of this show is going to be about beef, okay? There's a lot of it going on in the industry.
There's always some beef.
And this particular beef has been going on for over 20 years. Benzino versus Eminem.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, yeah, it sounds almost funny to say because,
talking about this?
A lot of folks don't even know Benzino as a rapper.
Right,
they don't know
right.
That he used to be in, what was it, Made Men?
Yeah, it was. But a bigger beef I know him from is him and Coi Leray.
Well, him and sadly, that's his daughter. The reality is she says he wasn't that much of a father. He didn't support her hip-hop career. Now she's killing it. She's a bona fide star.
That's beef.
And everybody else has supported her.
I feel like he should be worried.
Look, well, he came out and she said, "Stop talking about me."
Because
he's doing interviews and he's only mentioning her, and it's like she's a star in her own right now.
Straight up. She's going to start drill rapping and put a hit on him.
However, going back to this 20-year beef with him and Eminem, and if y'all don't know, basically back in the day, Benzino used to own a magazine by the name of The Source, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Benzino was a rapper, but his real money was coming from The Source.
Which is where The Source Awards come from.
Exactly. And the source was the Hip Hop Magazine. Yeah. It was the source and it was Vibe, no question. However, the source wouldn't rock with a lot of West Coast cats, okay? So the source wasn't showing a lot of love to Death Row.
Absolutely.
And
not.
When Eminem came out, Benzino, even though Benzino's mixed, yeah. he had an issue with Eminem because he was a white boy.
You know, his struggle was hard enough.
Yeah, yeah.
He like, and he made it, his white boy better not.
Well, and the Source Awards had a portion of the magazine where they would rate new albums, new music.
You get mics.
They refused to do any of Eminem's songs, any of Eminem's albums, basically because it seemed like Benzino was just hating on him.
I mean, but it was hard to get five mics. I think Eminem would have got five mics.
Oh, no question. I mean, we look at Eminem is one of the greatest, if not the greatest rapper right now today.
Arguably.
So we know if the Source would have gave him a chance, he would have did his magic. However, that beef went to the point where y'all got to look up Hail Mary. Matter of fact, go to facebook.com/shutupandtalkofficial. I will post a diss track by Eminem, Busta Rhymes, and there's one other person on there.
I can't remember.
Eminem, Busta, it's an Aftermath diss track.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
No question. If y'all don't know, Busta was working with Dre for a minute.
Did the game jump on it?
Oh, 50 on there. 50 Cent. Yeah. Eminem, 50 Cent, and Busta Rhymes. It's called Hail Mary. Look for the Hail Mary Benzino diss. Matter of fact, if you go to facebook.com, we'll post it. You'll see what real beef and what a real diss track sounds like. It's phenomenal. Oh, we got to take a break, dog.
We got to.
But the beef continues, man. More Shut Up and Talk.
Shut up.
On the all new 101.3.
The Hustle.
The new was pure hip hop first.
It's your boy from there 2 times.
Yo, it's Young Metro 3 times.
We are your new 101.3. The Hustle.
Hey, dog. Hey, you see my girl? Who? My girl.
Red Bike Girl. Does anyone own a blue bike locked up in front? Blue Bike Boy. Yes, I do. Red Bike Girl. Because you locked your bike to my bike. Blue Bike Boy. That's because I wanted to meet you. I would have liked to have actually met you, but I was on a date, and that seemed awkward.
Wait, hold on, press pause. I usually don't like to interrupt these, but he locked his bike up to her bike.
This boy's a weirdo.
While he was on a date with another chick.
Look.
So he could meet the other chick.
Hell, he couldn't let her pass through his life without finding out who rides that red bike.
Oh, man. Look, people go to jail for stuff like this.
I'm just saying. He's going to get there. He keep on doing this. He going to get more than jail.
Got to do better.
If you're switching lanes in a hoopty and you ain't got no aux cord or no Bluetooth connection, you know what you could do? Turn your radio to The Hustle 101.3 and tune in to Shut Up and Talk Monday through Friday. That is from 4 to 7 p.m. Let's go.
What it don't do, y'all, if you're just now tuning in, you're listening to Shut Up and Talk on the all-new 101.3 The Hustle. Live in the studio, we got Young Dro. Dro, I got to get your opinion, man. Right now, beef is hot in hip-hop,
yes,
right?
Yes,
from Rick Ross to Drake to Quavo to, you know, Metro Boomin. Everybody's beefing, man. I know, just, you know, I've been around for a minute. Beef has always been good for hip-hop, but then it sometimes can get real, real bad. All right, then you got folks like Chris Brown, this R&B cat that done came out going after Quavo. And to me, I feel like that's the first real diss.
Yeah.
But how you feel about it all, brother?
I think it's a good sport. Like, if they know how to keep it cute, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
keep it pretty. You got to keep it pretty, baby. You know what I'm saying? You got to keep that face pretty at all times. Like, I always thought that, you know, hip-hop was a competitive sport. You know what I'm saying? You know, you go in, you flow, you let it, you know what I'm saying? People can say things that, you know, that has something to do with hip-hop about the person. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it can get a little out of hand because we can't forget about Pac and Biggie. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
That other people feel certain kind of ways about. It might not even be the artist itself, but it could be his homeboy. Oh, but when I see them, you know, so I hope everybody keep it pretty.
Everybody can't keep it hip-hop.
Yeah, keep it hip-hop. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? As long as they keep it hip-hop, which I feel like Drake can do. You know what I'm saying? I feel like anybody else, you know what I'm saying? It sounds like Chris a little super hot, man.
Yeah. It might be a little personal. Just a little bit.
But these are good guys, you know what I'm saying? But I hope they can keep it, you know, keep it cute, man. Don't let it get to the point where we're out here, you know, trying to stop somebody, trying to unalive each other about words, you know what I'm saying?
I think there's been enough violence in hip-hop.
It's been enough violence, man. I think that, you know, but I do like, you know, the energy and how it sounded. But, you know, I'm a very big fan of Drake, you know what I'm saying? at home, and he be rapping, bro.
Let's go. Yeah, look. Yeah. Young Dro, okay, what's okay? We know we got PSC. Mm-hmm. We got Switch about to drop. Yeah. What's after that, brother?
After we drop this PSC album with DJ Drama, Still in the Streets, me and Tip gonna do a joint album, you know what
Come
I'm
on,
saying?
Come on, man.
Yeah, man. I think we owe everybody
Streets
that.
Been needing that, bro.
Yeah, we owe everybody that. You know what I'm saying? The music is still there. After me and Tip do our thing, I'ma most definitely do my solo project, man.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be a lot of features on there.
You got a title yet?
I don't. I had one when I got out of rehab. I was gonna name an album Recovery, but I was like, you know what I'm saying? I was like, I gave myself some time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And this journey is just stuff just opening up, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to J. Cole. I'm featured on his new album.
Oh, that's
me, him, Ari Lennox, and Gucci.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
That.
Called Pricey. You know what I'm saying? So that was big for an A-list celebrity to reach back and, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And give me my flowers. And, you know what I'm saying? We also exchanged flowers through, you know what I'm saying, through each other. You know what I'm saying? So that was big for me, like, you know what I'm saying, to be featured on J. Cole album. But you know what I'm saying, you'll be hearing J. Cole on some of my stuff. And
let's go, bro. That's big.
And as far as the Dro album, I can't even tell you how much time and thought I put into this. You know what I mean? It's been a minute, but at the same time, I know it's gonna be divine.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's gonna be necessary, divine, and it's gonna be everything that everybody thinking.
Look, you heard it here first, y'all. It's official.
Sir.
All right, we got a joint venture with T.I. coming up.
Yes, sir.
Of course, PSC is where y'all need to focus right now.
Yes, sir.
But after that, the joint venture and then another solo album.
Yes, sir, Young Dro.
Before we get out of here, man, I got to say it one more time. I got to really hats off and commend you. You said you're celebrating 3 years clean.
Yes.
Which is dope because also I know Eminem celebrated 16 years this week.
Yeah.
That's, to me, this. I want y'all kids listening, recognizing hip-hop, man. Look, mistakes happen. You try things. But they recognize and they changing it, bro.
Yeah.
The narrative of hip-hop is definitely changing.
Yes.
And I think it's important, bro.
It is. It's important how you start, but it's more important how you finish.
That part, man. Look, the end of the story is where it's at, man. Look, Young Dro, thank you for taking out the time to holler at us, man.
Thank you
for coming through the city, man.
Yes, sir. We'll tell them folks to shut up and listen.
Look, I've heard a whole lot of stories about Young Dro parties, the ones you host, brother.
Oh, man. They lit.
Look,
you know what I'm saying? They lit.
This is Shut Up and Talk on the all-new 101.3 The Hustle.
The newest pure hip-hop first.
It's your boy from there 2 times.
Yo, it's Young Metro 3 times.
We are your new 101.3 The Hustle.